It's a special mini edition of Ice Talk, everyone, before we get to episode 66 this week and the first part of our Worlds preview. We just wanted to share with you a bit of an outtake from our Worlds preview coming up that Brooke Castile and I did. She and I talked in great detail about Aliona Savchenko and Bruno Massot and their incredible free skate at the Olympics. So enjoy. To Aliona Savchenko and Bruno Massot. They had that incredible
high.
Oh
my God, I'm still not over it. It was so good. I texted you as soon as the pair event ended and I was like, can I please talk about the pair event after the Olympics? It was, I'm sorry, but the pair event was by far, not by far, they were all the skating events were incredible this year. But the pair event, I do think was the best one.
It was
hands
so good.
Down.
It was so good.
I mean, the top, like we predicted, the top 15 were all great. And they all delivered. They were all great. It was, but the Germans, oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel my legs when they finished.
When Aliona collapsed on the ice, what did you do? Did you collapse on the floor?
Yes. Yes. I mean, because it was like, okay, that free skate already was like, I've thought so much about this and now I'm like, I can't speak. Do you see how red I am right now? Because it was so good. I feel like this, the way I felt must have been what people who got to see Torval and Dean do Bolero live probably felt the same way. Yeah. I feel like it forever changed skating. It will be historic. And it was already, for me, I knew they were going to be good. Especially when she landed the first throw triple flip, the way she landed it, I knew they were going to win. I knew they were going to skate clean. After that first, it was like the first element that they had to land. You know they're going to do their triple twist. But it was even more extra than I even thought imaginable. Like, she's already so incredible. And then she even took it to like a different level. It was like out of body. I feel like they were having an out of body experience. And I was too watching it. I couldn't feel my legs. I was sobbing. It was beyond perfection. It was unreal. It was unworldly. I'll never forget it ever.
Yeah. For them to do that after, especially after the disappointment in the short program. I mean,
I almost feel like that's what made it possible.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Was the disappointment. It took it to a different level.
Yeah.
Like knowing that this is your one last shot. I don't know.
What was interesting was, not too many people got to really see them after the short program, but I remember seeing them looking like they like had their blood drained out of their faces. Like it was just, they were just so in shock, especially Bruno Massot. And, you know, for the guy and the pair team to not feel the most confident is a little bit scary, right? Because you're because you're so reliant on the guy to be doing the lifts, doing the throws. And so you wondered, with him having so little, compared to her, so little international experience, how that's going to affect him for the free skate. And you know, I think he said it afterwards. I mean, he relied on her as his rock, and that was the way that he was able to kind of get through it. And geez, I what a way for them to get through it, right?
I know. I mean, I want to know what he did to be able to turn that around. Everyone needs to find out and use that trick, because I mean, it was like it was meant to be. It's like they visualized this moment happening and they just brought it into fruition. Like, it was unbelievable. I can't say it enough about it.
So I think about they were fourth after the short program. So it wasn't like a huge complete disaster.
Yeah. And again, we talked about this before. It's all about points. It's not so much about your placement. As long as you're in that last group, as long as you are top four, that's all that they really needed to focus on was points, not so much placement.
Right. Well, I mean, I think about some of the major comebacks, right? The Kurt Browning in 94, the Mao Asada in 2014, you know, Nathan Chen in 2018. And they were all way far behind at those points. But there was something about them, because they all came in, all three of those skaters came into those Olympics as favorites for the podium, favorites for gold. And what happened with their free skates was really that they landed their first thing and all of a sudden it clicked. It was like, okay, yeah. I can do this. I know how to do this. And you wondered, like you just said just now, when Aliona hit that throw triple flip and Bruno was like, okay, I know how to do this again. Yeah. Was that the turning point?
I mean, yeah. And I mean, she hit it in a way that it looked more like her throws looked with Robin, her old partner. Mm-hmm. And they don't always look like that with Bruno.
Yeah.
When I saw her hit it the way she did, it wasn't just that she landed it. It looked effortless. It looked easy. It looked like the Aliona that everyone's always known.
Yeah.
You know, she was always known for her throws. They weren't ever a weakness. And as soon as she hit that, I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
They're on. They're just, she was floating on her throat. Every single thing looked so effortless and easy. And that everything they did was not. It was so difficult, but you would never have known. It was perfection.
Yeah.
Beyond perfection.
They come in with a silver and a bronze.
Oh,
at
yeah.
Worlds.
They're doing worlds. And they're doing worlds. I forgot.
They come in with a silver and a bronze the last couple of years at Worlds. And really looking for that gold for Bruno because, you know, Aliona already has 5 world titles. Mm-hmm. So what's another one for her, right?
And I mean, and not just for him and as individuals. Like, I know we talk a lot about her 5th Olympics, his first, all of this. They are a team that was meant to be teamed up. You know, she was great with Robin. He was one of the best male pair skaters ever. But there's something about this pairing
yes.
that just works.
I totally
and
agree.
It's always interesting when someone has so much success with another partner and then one retires, one decides to keep skating. A lot of people are like, what are you doing? You have 5 world titles. How are you going to find anyone better than Robin? He's so good.
Yeah.
And they were such a great match. And then this happens, right?
And for her to basically take like a second rate French pair skater and say, I believe in you. I think you're going to be a great, like a really, really great pair skater. And everybody and their mom was like, what is going on? And you heard that from her at the Olympics. She was like, nobody believed in us. I believed in us. We believed in us. Our coaching team did. But we had to keep that kind of belief going for us to get to where we are right now.
And that's what you saw when they collapsed on the ice. That's what that emotion was. It was that right there, what you just said. Them believing in each other and them being out there as a team, alone. All about the two of them. And that's what you saw when they fell on the ice, when they finished. And the way they hugged. It was that belief in each other and her belief in him is, you know, being a team, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
You know, when you rely on another person, you have ups and downs. And to come together and both do it when it matters most is indescribable what it's like. Wow. And I remember my husband was watching with me and not they're long, but they're short or something. He was like, who is this guy? Like, where did he come from? Did he even do junior Grand Prix? He was like, where did she even find him? Like, it was, you know, what everyone was thinking, like, where did this guy come from? You know?
it's
really a great story. And I don't know. Are you a little surprised they're doing worlds?
No, I'm not at all.
Cause it's her.
Cause she's crazy.
She's crazy. I know. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think how could you end a story any better than that? How could you ever have that feeling again? But
I just,
maybe they want, she probably wants to do a good short. She's probably like, we need to do a better short. We need to do this again.
she probably wants to go for another Olympics. I don't know.
You think so? I mean,
I have no idea. This is me speculating and kind of, to be perfectly honest, wanting them to skate more.
I know. I mean, I feel like I haven't seen enough from them
because
I said, they are such a perfect, there's something magical about their match.
Yep.
And you want to see more of it. Then there's always that risk of creating it again.
Right, but it's not like it's ever going to get tarnished, right? Like, they're Olympic champions. And,
well, I know. Look at what Tessa and Scott did, you know?
Exactly.
So, they were able to do it again with a break in the middle. It's pretty incredible.
We'll see how
What
that
a
goes.
Great Olympics. Why are we even talking about Worlds? Just kidding. I could talk about every single skater of every event from – from Pyeongchang for like 4 days straight.
Well, this was exactly the Olympics recap that Brooke had imagined.